Elder Anderson, we extend our love, blessings, and support as you fill this new calling. Brothers and sisters, individuals and families across the world are challenged by the current conditions. While I believe there are serious challenges ahead, I also know that this is a wonderful time to be alive, especially for the youth. I see my children, grandchildren, having full, satisfying lives, even as they face challenges, setbacks, and obstacles, which they'll overcome. These are the days when prophecies are being fulfilled. We live in the dispensation of the fullness of times, which is the time to prepare for the Savior's return. It's also the time to work out our own salvation. When the winds blow and the rains pour, they blow and pour on all. Those who have built their foundations on bedrock rather than sand survive the storms. There is a way to build on bedrock by developing a deep personal conversion of the gospel of Jesus Christ and knowing how to receive inspiration. We must know and know that we know. We must stand spiritually and temporally independent of all worldly creatures. This begins by understanding that God the Father is the Father of our spirits and that He loves us, that Jesus Christ is our Redeemer and Savior, and that the Holy Ghost can communicate with our minds and our hearts. This is how we receive inspiration. We need to learn how to recognize and apply these promptings. When I was a young man in high school, one of my passions was American football. I played middle linebacker. The coach worked the team hard to teach us basics. We practiced until those skills became natural and automatic. During one play against our biggest rival, I had an experience that has helped me over the years. We were on defense. I knew my assigned opponent and was, as the play unfolded, he moved to my right into the line of scrimmage. There was a lot of noise from players and fans. I reacted as the coach had taught us and followed my man into the line, not knowing if he had the ball. To my surprise, I felt the ball partially in my hands. I gave it a tug, but he didn't let go. As we tugged back and forth amid the noise, I heard a voice yelling, "Packer, tackle him!" That was enough to bring me to my senses, so I dropped him on the spot. I have wondered how I heard that voice above all the other noise. I had become acquainted with the voice of the coach during the practices, and I had learned to trust it. I knew that what he taught worked. We need to be acquainted with the promptings of the Holy Ghost. We need to practice and apply gospel principles until they become natural and automatic. These promptings become the foundation of our testimonies. Then our testimonies can keep us happy and safe in troubled times. Elder Dallin H. Oaks defined a testimony this way. A testimony is a personal witness borne to our souls by the Holy Ghost that certain facts of eternal significance are true and that we know them to be true. At another time, he said, testimony is to know and to feel. Conversion is to do and become. There are things we can do to develop a deep conversion and learn how to receive inspiration. First, we must have a desire. Alma said, "For I know that he granteth unto men according to their desires, whether it be unto death or unto life, according to their wills." Next, Alma challenged us to experiment on the word. We will compare the word unto a seed. Now, if you give a place that a seed may be planted in your heart, behold, if it be a true seed or a good seed, if you do not cast it out by your unbelief, that you will resist the Spirit of the Lord, behold, it will begin to swell within your breast. And when you feel these swelling motions, you will begin to say within yourselves, "It must needs be that this is a good seed, or that the word is good." For it beginneth to enlarge my soul, yea, it beginneth to enlighten my understanding, yea, it beginneth to become delicious to me. To study and to learn is the next step. This includes pondering and broadening, which broadens and deepens our testimonies. But behold, I say unto you that you must study it out in your minds, that you must ask me if it be right. We can learn how to receive answers, how answers come through inspiration. They come as thoughts and feelings to our minds and hearts. Occasionally, answers may come as a burning in the bosom. Elijah taught that answers come as a still, small voice. The Lord said, "And if it is right, I will cause that your bosom shall burn within you. Therefore, ye shall feel that it is right." Joseph Smith told us to watch for answers by paying attention to the thoughts and feelings that come into our minds. Over time, we will learn to recognize those promptings. He said, "A person may profit by noticing the first intimation of the spirit of revelation. For instance, when we feel pure intelligence flowing into you, it may give you sudden strokes of ideas, so that by noticing it, you may feel it, find it fulfilled the same day or soon. That is, those things which were presented into your minds by the Spirit of God will come to pass. And thus, by learning the Spirit of God and understanding it, you may grow into the principle of revelation until you become perfect in Christ Jesus." In developing this capacity helps us gain testimonies and becomes the means for obtaining additional inspiration in the future. While testimonies can come as dramatic manifestations, they usually do not. Sometimes people feel they need to have an experience like Joseph Smith's vision before they gain testimonies. If we have unrealistic expectations of how, when, or where answers come, we risk missing the answers which come as quiet, reassuring feelings and thoughts, which most often come after our prayers while we are doing something else. These answers can be equally convincing and powerful. Over time, we will receive answers and learn how inspiration comes. This is something each person learns for himself. Next, asking for a testimony of truth opens the window of inspiration. Prayer is the most common, powerful way to invite inspiration. Merely asking a question, even in our minds, will start to open the window. The scriptures teach, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Jesus also taught us to apply the doctrine in our lives. "If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself." In time, a personal witness will come, and we will know and know that we know. We will then be independent of all other worldly things, for by the power of the Holy Ghost, we may know the truth of all things, which are right and expedient for us. We will receive strength, comfort, and help to make good decisions and act with confidence in troubled times. This witness is not limited to leaders, but is available to all, men, women, youth, and even little children. Having the capacity to receive personal inspiration will be necessary in the coming days. As a youth, I learned that testimony could grow by fulfilling my priesthood duties. I had a desire to know. I studied and pondered. I prayed for answers. One day, while sitting at the sacrament table as a priest, I felt and I knew. This is a great time to be alive. The Lord needs each of us. This is our day. It is our time. From one of our hymns we read, "Rise up, O men," and I add women, "of God. Have done with lesser things. Give heart and soul and mind and strength to serve the King of Kings." I bear testimony that our Heavenly Father, the Father of our spirits, is the Father of our spirits, of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Savior, and that the Holy Ghost, who is the means through which we receive divine guidance. I bear testimony that we can personally receive inspiration. May we know the voice through which that inspiration comes. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.